As Australians ranked among the big winners at this year's Emmys, the Australian film and television industry was gearing up for a fight against the challenge from streaming services. It's kicked off a campaign called Make It Australian, and they want streaming services to be forced to produce local content. The industry also wants more government funding for Screen Australia and the public broadcasters. David Cody prepared this report.
Oh, sock it to us, Liberace.
That's enough.
More than 20 years ago, Australian director Scott Hicks told the remarkable story of pianist David Helfgott, starring Geoffrey Rush in the lead role.
Oh, so you can read music?
Oh, kind of. Perhaps I'm just turning over a new leaf. But that's all right, isn't it?
It earned Scott Hicks an Oscar nomination, while Geoffrey Rush took home the Oscar for Best Actor. Now Scott Hicks is worried Australian stories could disappear from our screens.
It just becomes increasingly important, I think, in this sort of digital age when we're so open and exposed to everybody else's culture and imagery that we manage to tell our own stories and keep our own stories alive on screen.
Four film and television industry groups are today launching a campaign called Make It Australian. It wants to force the government to provide more funding for public broadcasters and Screen Australia. Scott Hicks is backing the campaign.
The levels of funding that are made available by government and the incentives that are made available underpin the industry. Without them, it would ultimately dry up or collapse.
The campaign also wants streaming platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime to be forced to produce a quota of local content. Scott Hicks believes there is demand for these local tales on these services.
If the quotas that sort of underpin elements like children's television, let alone sort of first-run adult drama, if those quotas are taken away for the commercial broadcasters, then there's no reason on earth why they would bother to go on producing them. You know, instead of complaining that new players in the market, that they're not subject to these quotas, so why should the commercial broadcasters be? I think we should be putting those quotas onto the new players.
The campaign's pledged to fight any attempts by free-to-air commercial networks to wind back obligations to produce original children's programming. That goal is supported by children's television expert Dr. Anna Potter from the University of the Sunshine Coast. She also thinks the streaming services should get involved.
I think that you need to have some kind of obligation on those generally US-based streaming services, because they are taking an enormous amount of advertising revenue out of the Australian market. And in fact, Netflix has already invested in some local children's content in Australia, but only quite small amounts. And without any kind of content obligations, they're free to benefit from the Australian market, but without having to invest in local content.
Stuart Cunningham is Professor of Media and Communication at Queensland University of Technology. He doesn't think there's any risk the big multinational streaming companies would leave Australia if a quota was imposed.
Local production interests, yes, they should try and get work out of Netflix and Stan and YouTube, and they are, but that in and of itself isn't going to solve the problem of the collapsing financial basis of the broadcasting system.
Professor Stuart Cunningham, David Cody, our reporter.